Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to On Texas Football, a little Saturday edition. Of course, busy weekend here on campus today for the Texas Longhorns and their staff. Currently, the Longhorns just headed over to the Denny S. Fields for their scrimmage and practice this morning, but a number of big-time prospects on campus, some surprise visitors, yeah. And some names that maybe we weren't expecting on campus today. Jerry, give us the latest on guys who might have been a little bit of a surprise for the Longhorns.
The biggest news coming out of yesterday, Friday, right, there was Myron Charles, the four-star defensive lineman out of Port Charlotte, Florida. He was on campus with a 7-on-7 team out of the Sunshine State. His first visit to Texas. So Myron Charles, that's a big name on Texas football, broke that news last night. Myron Charles visited Texas. He's a guy out of that southwest corridor of Florida. Considered to lean to FSU over Miami, Florida, and others right now. But Texas now feels like they're in the game from what I hear. And I talked with Myron Charles very briefly last night. He said he had a great visit. And obviously we'll talk to him more about that in the future. The key for Texas will be, can you get Myron Charles back for an official visit? But that was a big one. Then Javon Boggs, the receiver out of Cocoa, Florida, Texas offered yesterday, 2025 receiver, put up big numbers, I think around 90 catches for 1,500 yards as a junior. Texas offered him. They're talking about an official visit with Javon Boggs out of Cocoa High there on the Space Coast of Florida. He's got officials scheduled to Georgia, Missouri, and UCF right now. He's a guy who's a really smooth player, similar to DeAndre Moore. So a guy that, the only offer that's gone out new so far is the Javon Boggs. CJ, a couple other guys were on campus yesterday. Yeah. And Jamie French. We need to mention, Jamie French was on campus yesterday. He's in Dallas part of the day playing in the OT7, 7-on-7, and he's supposed to be back at Texas this evening.
That's the one I wanted to mention a little bit. Of course, we got to see DeCorian Moore walk in. The Texas wide receivers in the 2025 class on campus today, amongst the best recruiting visits that you'll see of anybody this weekend in the country. That's where I wanted to start, because Santonio Isaac, the wide receiver out of Florida, currently committed to UCF on campus as well, part of that group with Javon Boggs that is heading up to Dallas as well today. But I wanted to go kind of position by position a little bit. Jerry, KJ Lacy on campus today.
Flight got in at 7 this morning, early morning for KJ.
But a number of other quarterbacks on campus today, you know, Troy Huhn, the 2026 quarterback, and also a 27 quarterback on campus that you got to see, kind of arrive here today.
Yeah, so interesting on both those guys. Trent Seaborn, the 2027 quarterback out of Thompson High in Alabama. There's a couple of notes on each of these guys. Troy Huhn, the 2026 quarterback, he was decked out in Texas gear. His visit started Friday, and now he's going to visit today and flies out tomorrow. He's here with his father, who was wearing a Texas hat. But his sister was a freshman basketball player at Miami of Ohio last year. She is transferring to UT Rio Grande Valley.
Ooh, part of the UT
so,
system.
Yes, huh? So we have one in the UT system already. And then with Trent Seaborn, interesting note, talking to him and his dad, more his father, before the visit started. His sister, or Trent Seaborn's older sister, lives in San Antonio. Mm. So some state of Texas connections, not just state of Texas. Close by
Central
connections with both of those 26 and 27 quarterbacks.
Yeah, obviously a lot going on. Texas, you know, we've seen Sarkisian be very picky and precise with his quarterback recruiting, getting three guys in three different classifications on campus today. I don't think that's by, that's not a coincidence. That's by design there. Moving to the running backs, two guys on campus, two guys that, you know, Texas fans should be very familiar with. Ricky Stewart out of Chapel Hill, and obviously California, modern day, the big name, Jordan Davison on campus today, arrived with Coach Troyce and Coach Williams, the running back assistant coach as well, with his family, his brother on campus today. Trio getting another look at Texas?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, Jordan Davison, that's a two-day visit now. He began the visit Friday and is carrying through today. So weekend after, Ohio State had a great visit with Jordan Davison. He's back on campus getting that special TLC from Tashard Choice and Steve Sarkisian, Brandon Baker, Spencer Shannon, all those modern-day guys and the Texas coaching staff. And he's on, like you said, CJ, he's on campus with family member this weekend. And then Ricky Stewart. Ricky Stewart's one of the guys that's a big Texas lean for me out of Chapel Hill, and CJ would agree with that, out of Chapel Hill there in East Texas. He's here with his mom. Mom was decked out in Texas gear today. He's scheduled to be back for an official visit June 14th through 16th. If you're looking for a guy that's a big, big lean early, not saying he's going to do anything, but Ricky Stewart's one of those guys that kind of we're monitoring before June.
Now, going to the wide receivers, obviously, we mentioned – earlier, it's amongst the best visit group that you'll see on any campus in the entire country. DeCorey Moore, Jamie French, who was here yesterday, Khalid Clockett, Kelshon Johnson. It just feels like Texas, you know, in a way went 4-for-4 with their top four guys to get them to campus this weekend. Obviously very important for the Longhorns who are scrimmaging as we talk right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. DeCorey Moore, obviously, he got here late last night after the District 11 track meet, 6A District 11 track meet. He's here with his mom. Obviously, his mom's from Austin with the old Lanier High School. And has family members living here. He got here early this morning. All these kids got here early enough to sit in on the position meetings before the scrimmage today. And DeCorey Moore was in those wide receiver position meetings along with Khalid Lockett, along with Kelshon Johnson. But DeCorey Moore, this is the first of three visits coming up. He was here last week for Texas Relays, but has visit today, April 28th, spring game. June official visit date, we think 21st through 23rd, but we'll let him release those dates officially.
Absolutely. No tight ends on campus. Right. I think
that's one of the guys, by we need them. Yeah, that's noteworthy, CJ, because Nick Townsend was scheduled to be here. I actually exchanged messages last night with Nick saying, hey, what time are you getting in Austin? He's like, I'm actually at Alabama. So, okay, Alabama got him on campus and he's not here today. So, obviously, Nick Townsend, one of the top tight ends in the country, a top target for Texas, is not here today. He's at Alabama. We'll monitor to see if he comes in next weekend. Next weekend is when Keyote Armstrong from Jasper's coming in.
Yep.
So we'll see if Nick Townsend is at Texas next weekend.
We'll talk about next week, obviously, a little bit later. Yep. But a smaller group, maybe a little bridge from now to the spring game in which Texas will, again, have a big visit group on campus. But to the offensive line, the first guy that I noticed arrive on campus was John Mills, the out-of-state California offensive lineman coming in. Texas, again, making big-time moves on the West Coast. John Mills, another one, another example of that, you know, kind of trend towards Austin.
Yeah, here. I think this is his fourth trip to Austin, and his official visit June 14th through 16th will be his fifth visit. That's a lot of visits for a kid from San Francisco to the University of Texas throughout the process. So he's here with his father and one of his high school coaches, and I think Texas is in a pretty good spot for John Mills. Washington's the one to watch because he has multiple family members that played college athletics at Washington.
And, of course, Lamont Rogers also made it in, as did the Coleman brothers.
Lamont was with his mom, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So the two of them walked in together. We're given the red carpet, I would say, by the Texas recruiting personnel that were on the scene there. So credit to them. Lamont, obviously, one that Texas is, you know, starting to come back around and start recruiting a little bit heavier at the moment here. But the Coleman brothers, interesting. You know, we talk about them. There's not many triplets that size that can move that well. Jordan and Devin made it to campus today as well. So a lot going on for Kyle Flood. Busy day for him.
And the interesting thing with Lamont Rogers, when we on Texas football, we talked to him Tuesday. He said he was visiting LSU. So Texas came in there and got that visit canceled and it switched to Texas. So Lamont and his mom are here. The Coleman twins, obviously, it just so happens who brought them down because the parents were working today is Marcus Hutchins, their offensive line coach, former University of Texas offensive lineman. There an offensive line coach at Cedar Hill brought the Coleman twins down today. Two of the triplets, actually. Marcus Hutchins brought them down for the visit today.
And then flipping to the opposite side of the ball, this is probably, I would say, the staple of the day. We saw a lot of defensive line prospects on campus today.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Starting with, let's go with the big one, Zion Williamson.
First guy, first guy to arrive this morning from as far as the players that weren't already in town that flew in yesterday was Zion Williams. Zion Williams, 6 foot, 4.5, 325 out of Lufkin High. This is an LSU-Texas battle. He'll be at LSU next weekend for the LSU spring game. He's going to visit Texas officially June 21st through 23rd. He was in town with a couple of family members today, one of his coaches as well from Lufkin. So a number of big-time defensive linemen in, TJ.
And then a trio of familiar names, you know, Chase Sims, DJ Sanders, Carmelo Brooks out of Katy Paytel.
Yep.
What's kind of the latest there? Are you looking at those guys, you know, that Texas could be making a push for?
I think the interesting news to out of today or early next week will be, does Texas schedule any of those guys for official visits?
Right.
So Chase Sims, Carmelo Brooks, one of those guys get scheduled for an official visit? That's going to be big news to me. Obviously, then another D lineman we have to mention here, CJ. And look, guys, this one was a little out of blue, so I've got to go to the internet for this one here. Amir Leonard John Charles, 6'4", 295, out of Lipscomb Academy in Nashville, Tennessee. Hello, Bobby Burton. A fast-rising 2025 defensive lineman. Auburn, Georgia, some of those recent offers. He has Florida. He has a number of SEC offers. So, again, this visit weekend, we've been talking about this, CJ. Kenny Baker's going to go look at a lot of these guys in May.
Yes.
And try to push for some official visits. But, again, Amir Leonard John Charles, a name that we didn't expect today, was on campus. So add another defensive lineman to the evaluation weekend.
Another guy on that defensive front was Josh Lewis out of Dutchtown, Louisiana. Three officials locked in for the time being, Missouri, Houston, and Tulane. Interesting, again, maybe a name not expected,
right,
at least on the big scale of Texas recruiting, but he did make it down to campus today. Again, one of those guys that we'll kind of monitor moving forward to see if an official visit is set up later on. Right now, moving to that edge spot, the big one, Smith Irogbo and Ike Okafor coming in.
Smith Irogbo here. One of Alief Hastings' coaches brought him and Ike Okafor down. Okafor is a guy that has Callers on a state visit. Texas is monitoring him, 6'3", 260. Smith Irogbo, I think, is one of the top edge targets for Texas. He's got a June 14th through 16th official visit set up. This is his first time at Texas, so this is a big visit for the Texas Longhorns with Smith Irogbo. The last national recruit at D-line out of Alief Hastings was none other than Rod Wright.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well, I'd say. Moving to the linebacking group, only one on campus, but it's a big one. It is a big one. Elijah Barnes here again, visiting Texas. Is that kind of telling that, you know, there's only one linebacker here when, you know, you're looking at the defensive line, the wide receivers, and kind of seeing some big numbers there?
Yeah, by the way, we got to give Elijah a shout-out, 10.96 100 meters. He's very proud of that at 6'3", 230. He should be proud of that. So shout-out to Elijah Barnes for running that 10.96. He's here with his father and his mother. But, yeah, I think Texas is in a good spot for Barnes. But this recruitment will go on. He has official visits scheduled at Ohio State May 31st through June 2nd. Then I think A&M will get an official visit. There will be another official visit in there, maybe in Oregon. He goes to Oregon on April 20th and then makes an official visit. He's at A&M the 13th, Oregon the 20th, and makes an official visit in Nebraska last weekend in April. Then his last visit on the schedule right now is Texas, June 21st through 23rd.
And a handful of defensive backs. We'll start with Aiden Anding because he's newer to to the side of Texas recruiting, you know, kind of from Louisiana, a name that's kind of, again, gaining steam as of late. Appeared with his family, made it to campus, got the red carpet treatment. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, well, first thing I always say about him is he's one of the best three-point shooters in the country in high school basketball. He made well over 100 threes this year at Ruston High. Very talented shooter, but first year back playing football in high school. And standing next to him when he got here today with his brother, and his mom. Mm-hmm. Made the trip from Ruston, Louisiana. It's a long drive from Ruston to Austin. But here's the thing with him. Legit 5'11 and a half standing right next to him. I'm 6 foot and change. He was right there with me. So he has legitimate size as far as height and length to him. He was at Miami last week and was at Arkansas midweek. But Texas offered him March 28th, Terry Joseph. Then Steve Sarkisian got on the phone with him Monday. Monday, and it really accelerated this recruitment to get the kid on campus. So that tells you how much they like him. Be interesting to see if an official visit gets set up pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's a 6.5-hour drive to get out here to see Texas. That should give you an indication of the interest in the Longhorns, obviously.
And to make it happen immediately.
Yes, absolutely. On, you know, flip of a dime, basically. Yeah. But Cade Phillips, a familiar name, that Texas fans should certainly be keeping a close eye on moving forward, back on campus today. Certainly headlining what you would expect to be kind of that defensive back, that safety room. But there's another guy, you know, with a fifth star by his name, Jonah Williams, back on campus today. That's a big one for the Longhorns, obviously trying to chip away at what Oklahoma is perceived to be the lead that they are perceived to have at the moment.
Yes, so Jonah Williams here with his mom and dad. Obviously, his father played football at Galveston Ball High and then University of Houston. He's a judge in Galveston County there, but Jonah's on campus this weekend. He says he hasn't have his official visit locked into Texas yet. I think Texas, Oklahoma will get official visits in June. Oregon is going to get an official visit in June as well. But Jonah Williams here, this is big for Texas because he was not at the January 20 junior day. So this is the first time he's been on campus in a while, maybe even since last summer. So it's big to get him and his family here. And then Cade Phillips, is a guy I think is a Texas lean right now. He's going to go through the process. He's going to be at LSU soon. He's going to officially visit at Baylor, LSU, A&M, and then Texas, June 21st through 23rd. He's here with his mother and father. Obviously, his older brother, Kenneth Phillips, is signed with Texas A&M out of high school and had a devastating knee injury. So he's a student at Texas A&M now, but the A&M was good to him, and he's on full scholarship, just never been able to come back and play football. But I do think Cade Phillips out of Hightower, who he of the 24/7 long jump, by the way, in 10-inch hands and 80-inch wingspans, one of the top safety prospects in the country, and Texas in a good spot.
Perfect. Two other guys I wanted to mention, the first being 2026 Alito running back Racing Guillory back on campus today. Brought a crew with him. You know, he's a guy that likes having the film crew with him. You saw the documentary as he committed on January 20th for his official or unofficial junior day visit to Texas originally. Back on campus today. Got to spend some time early with Tashard Choice here that we, at least I got to see, you know, around the campus. The other one I wanted to mention was Matai Tungai. I did not see him come in.
We haven't seen Hayden Lowe either.
Yes. So two guys at Texas might be sneaking through the back door. You know, there might be a rescheduling to campus coming, later in the spring. We'll see again.
Look, and we're not saying they're not here. We're just going to check. We'll see when these guys leave this afternoon because, like CJ said, right now all the prospects are at the scrimmage. The scrimmage is ongoing.
And that's one of those things. Most of those out-of-state guys who stayed the night or came in early were not dropped off at the same time. You know, location or destination that you saw the in-state guys come from. So Hayden Lowe, Matai Tungai, we'll see again just kind of what their situations are if they're on campus later on. But Jerry, we'll see what this overarching theme is with the Texas visits today, how the scrimmage went later on today as well. Is there any last kind of questions or concerns, maybe even comments, you know, about this early visit update?
Huge to get Myron Charles on campus. Look, I mean, Jeff Banks made a trip to Port Charlotte to go see Myron Charles in January and offer him. And then Kenny Baker is going to go out and see him in May. But they've been struggling. I said this. They hadn't really cracked that the code to get him on campus yet. He was at FSU last week. And so to get Myron Charles, the four-star D lineman, one of the best in the country, on campus Friday is big for the Longhorns. We haven't seen Malik Autry either.
Yes.
So that's a big one. We haven't seen Malik Autry, so he may not have made it in as he was scheduled to be. So we're going to check on that.
Yeah. So three out-of-state guys that we'll be keeping a close eye on. I do want to add 2027 Denton Guyer athlete.
Yes.
Edge, tight end, really talented prospect, probably going to be one of the top in-state players in the state of Texas. Zane Rowe was on campus again. He was actually in Austin a week or 2 weeks ago for the Elite 11 All-22 camp that was at Austin Westlake. Now here on an unofficial visit for the Longhorns, a really talented prospect. Texas is getting in early on. But for now, that'll do it for the morning update. We'll obviously have updates from the scrimmage and everything that goes on later today when it comes to the recruiting side of things here on Texas Football. Join us in the community on TexasFootball.com and the YouTube channel. If you're here, like, subscribe, share with a friend. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm CJ Vogel. Y'all have a good one. Welcome.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, Get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.